Good evening. My name is Janet Williams, and I live on Elm Street in Searsport. I have many concerns about this mega tank terminal, but my greatest concerns have to do with environmental impacts and safety issues. High-risk industries such as nuclear power, big oil and gas companies all promise complete safety, the most modern equipment, fail-safe operating practices, you name it. But we know from experience that accidents and equipment failures do happen, sometimes man-made and sometimes by the force of nature. It is not a question of if there will be an accident, it is only a question of when and where. DCP claim an accident-free record at their terminals, but they have no control over the trucks once they leave the terminal, and traffic accidents often happen. Route 1 is the only road available for safety forces to reach the scene of an accident or ground zero, and for residents to evacuate the area. In the summer, it is often very difficult to get out onto Route 1 because of heavy traffic. It would be total gridlock in the event of a major accident and or evacuation. I would have much more chance to escape by putting out to sea in my kayak. I am also very concerned about more noise pollution, more air pollution, and more light pollution obliterating the night sky. In their application, DCP shows they will emit 108 tons per year of greenhouse gases and acid rain, all of which are very bad for the environment and people with health issues. Pollution from this operation cannot be looked at in isolation. It must be looked at in combination with the pollution already being produced at Mack Point and GAC. DCP has paid heavy fines for air pollution in other locations where they operate. Why should we think it would be any different in Searsport? In DCP's application, when discussing various alternatives, they state, and I quote, the no-action alternative would avoid all of the direct environmental impacts that would be associated with this proposed project. DCP spent a lot of money, time, and effort to defeat the moratorium. They have continually tried to shut down public comment, especially by people from neighboring towns. They refuse to admit this is a regional issue, even though the Searsport Fire Department depends on mutual aid agreements with other towns. Their lack of transparency has been evident from the beginning. From day one, they promised a scale model of the proposed facility. What did we get? Photoshop pictures of the coastal forest with what looked like a marshmallow sitting on top of the trees. Balloons that look pretty, then childlike depictions in their slideshow with a long explanation of why the mega tank didn't look very big. Where were the ancillary tanks, the dikes surrounding the mega tank, other structures and buildings, the 75-foot high flare, the truck loading stations, rail loading stations, and the pipeline? All of these were not depicted as if they did not exist. I know this evening we got something a little better, but it still isn't the scale model that was promised. The DCP storyline has been that we have an unreliable source of propane in Maine, and they are going to fix that. There are now two other suppliers of propane with bulk storage facilities in Maine with enough capacity to supply almost half of Maine's needs. So what would DCP do with the approximately 132 million gallons of propane they say they will import each year? What is their hidden agenda? Earlier this week it was pointed out that because domestic propane is cheaper, importing propane makes no sense from a business standpoint. The U.S. is now a net exporter of oil and gas. Will this terminal be used for export rather than import? If the terminal is operated for export, then truck traffic to the terminal could get nearer the 144 trucks a day, 7 days a week, summer and winter. Export never stops. If this is the case, then there is no propane for Maine. Just mega profits for DCP.